This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was pretty slow there right off the start, but I thought once we got our feet moving and handled the puck a little better, I thought we did a lot of good things.
Looking in tonight, especially a couple of saves on Drysdale. How much does that get everybody locked in?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's an important part, especially against that team. We know that Drysdale is going to get one or two of those low angle shots that there was a couple of times he was just ready for it. But McDavid is, I mean, you know, you got to kind of double him, and when he starts going around the horn, it puts a lot of stress on your system. But I thought we had some great reads. We had some great sticks. We kept them to the perimeter.
What stood out about the play Norris made to set the Thompson goal?
Yeah, great play. I mean, it was a great skate, and I mean, it didn't look like for a second he was going to get there, but it just got to the puck and got it over to Tomer, and Tomer finished.
The kind of defensive, team defensive effort you've been waiting for a couple of weeks here. What was the difference that allowed you guys to really settle in after that first 7 minutes to the game?
Well, I think first it started with puck management. You know, we turned it over, and then a little bit of tired people on the ice. You know, if you look at the D zone, we had to play early. It was a result of always bringing the puck back. Tomer brought it back. Lafferty brought it back on his wall. That cost us two scoring chances. I think Tomer's cost us one scoring chance. I think once we got going north and got in the next zone and our puck support got better, I thought we played well.
What's it like when McDavid goes on some of those rushes? We saw three or four of them tonight, and you're the coach standing back there. You're helpless. You can't do much.
I don't know. I close my eyes.
That's what it's like.
I mean, okay, come on, the guy's just a world elite skater. And, you know, even when you pre-scout, you see it four or five times in the game. I mean, you pre-scout the Dallas game, he went right through. And so, you know, you try your best, but you know he's still gonna make one or two of those plays, or he's going to have a chance to get in behind you. But I thought we did a good job of making sure we had numbers and he didn't get behind us. He did get rolling in the offensive zone a few times, but I thought we did a good job of staying inside.
How many lessons do you think you guys learned on the 6-on-5s in previous games this year came to play tonight?
We've learned enough that, you know, this even the homestand we had, the 6-on-5, and tonight's 6-on-5, you know, we couldn't get our bodies off the ice was the only negative to get fresh guys, but I thought, you know, the aggressiveness and people in the right places was real good.
Back to Josh, did you just look that much more comfortable to you tonight? I mean, it's going to grow as time goes
on. Like I said, it's going to take time. I mean, it was a hugely emotional game for him in day, you know, coming down to Florida and getting in there at midnight. And, you know, it's hard changing teams. You're leaving a lot of good friends. So it'll take a while, but, you know, I like this game. I like this game defensively, and I like the play he made offensively. I think that's the player we see, and the player that can play against top guys and play against top lines and still be a good offensive player.
You just went through Tampa, Florida. You're in a week of Edmonton, Detroit, Vegas. Winnipeg's coming, another road trip. But How much is all that kind of gauntlet almost, you know, keep you guys in the fight a little more, given where you are in the standings, where it can just be playing it out, but you're not playing it out against that group?
No. No, we're playing against some really good teams that we have to work on our game, continue to work on our game, work on managing the puck, work on our game. Every period, every game, every shift means something. We talked about it today. From the competing part, winning your shift, to manage, we still got to get better. I just talked about managing the puck. We got to get better at that. Didn't manage it well early in the game, and it could have cost us.